Even though.
Even though.
I feel like I'm going to cry.
I feel like I'm going
to
cry.
And I really don't want to.
And I really don't want to.
And sometimes I do anyway.
And sometimes I do anyway.
Even when it's really good.
Even when it's really good.
I feel grief.
I feel grief.
Even when. I'm happy.
I'm happy.
There's some kind of sadness.
There's some kind of sadness.
That I'm still connected to.
That I'm still connected to.
What right do I have?
What right do I have?
To feel great.
To feel great.
To feel happy.
To feel happy.
To feel successful.
To feel successful.
When so many people can't find their way there.
Can't find their way there.
Who am I? To love being me.
To love being me.
To feel good today.
To feel good today.
When I've spent decades. Trapped.
Trapped.
Miserable.
Struggling.
Who am I?
Who am I?
To grow into my potential.
To grow into my potential.
When I've only known pain. For such a long time. These separate parts of me.
The
old comfortable place.
That relates
to struggle,
to sadness,
mine and others. When I hear of someone else
going through a hard time,
I can resonate.
Oh,
I can buy in
to the fear,
to the drama.
It never occurs to me
to see them
as getting through anything
amazingly well. With curiosity.
With more gifts
than cost.
Can't do it.
Whatever story I've heard.
Whatever story I've experienced.
I always feel the old connections
to fear.
To grief,
to loss,
to confusion,
to exhaustion.
I don't know how.
To see.
Myself.
My memories.
Other people.
In a place of strength.
Impossibility.
When none of us.
Has ease.
And everything we desire.
And yet it's a funny thing.
It's such an odd thing.
Because a lot that I have today,
just
10 years ago,
I would have given anything for.
And yet I don't remember that.
And others
who have made such great change.
And have proved
they are capable
and make good decisions
for themselves.
I can't remember that.
I so easily connect
to the old fear.
To the old loss.
To the old struggle.
I don't know how to separate.
With my comfort zone
of the pain of being human
and move forward from here
into more truth.
I'd like to imagine.
I'd like to allow.
I'd like to create.
That I can feel
physically comfortable
even as I witness
evolution.
Expansion.
Of consciousness.
Of individuals.
Of myself.
I just can't do it.
I'm addicted to drama.
I'm addicted to sadness. And why wouldn't I be?
Doesn't it connect us all?
I know what it's like.
To have loss.
Loss of a job.
Loss of a pet.
Loss of a loved one.
I can relate to that.
I don't know.
But I know how to relate so well.
So consistently well.
With expansion.
With potential.
With success.
These old ties
that are such a part of my identity
and have kept me connected
to all others.
I can name many
that relate
to the intensity of emotion. Look at the Super Bowl.
Look at the Super Bowl.
Half the people will be miserable.
Half the people will be miserable.
And half the people?
And half the people.
Will be outrageously happy.
Will be outrageously happy.
And we pay for the privilege.
And we pay for the privilege.
To feel one extreme or the other.
To feel one extreme or the other.
For a moment.
For a moment.
And I'm wondering.
And I'm wondering.
If it isn't possible.
If it isn't possible.
For me to find my way.
For me to find my way.
Into a very comfortable.
To a very comfortable.
Very high vibrational.
Very high vibrational.
Balance.
Balance.
Where it's all good.
Where it's all good.
Where it's all good.
Where it's all good.
And even when it isn't good.
And even when it isn't good.
I have a larger perspective.
I have a larger perspective.
Of the possibility.
Of the possibility.
Of good just around the corner.
Of good just around the corner.
I don't know if I want to give up the drama.
I don't know if I want to give up the drama.
Look at the millions.
Look at the millions.
Involved in sports.
Involved in sports.
Government.
Government.
All the emotions.
All the emotions.
We love to dip into.
We love to dip into.
Hating those that make mistakes.
Hating those that make mistakes.
Loving those that triumph.
Loving those that triumph.
When do I bring back?
When do I bring back
my focus,
my focus,
my energy to the truth of me,
to the truth of me,
I'm all of it.
I'm all of it.
I am triumphant.
Triumphant.
I am making mistakes.
Making mistakes.
Sometimes I do.
Sometimes I do.
Outdo myself.
Outdo myself.
And sometimes.
And sometimes
I disappoint myself.
I disappoint myself.
Where do I find?
Where do I find?
Within me.
Within me.
An uplifting.
An uplifting.
A very high vibrational.
A very high vibrational.
Relationship.
Relationship.
With more middle ground.
With more middle ground.
Where it's not so dramatic.
Where it's not so dramatic.
And yet in the same moment.
And yet in the same moment.
The possibility of true potential
is enlightening,
uplifting,
inspiring.
How do I find my way
into that middle ground
where I don't need
all the attention,
where I don't need
the extremes,
that are exhausting.
To myself
and others.
And it doesn't even have to be
my extreme. It can be
a stranger.
A sports figure.
A
politician. It can be a stranger
that I read about.
It could be a friend.
I buy into the extreme.
And I'm wondering today.
Today,
if I might find my way,
into more balance
of the truth of me,
if I might bring
my focus and my attention
to the wholeness,
the completeness,
the entire package
of me,
which is equally
the experience
of struggle.
And disappointment.
And the experience
of great success.
And even greater
potential.
I'm seeking to know
a new peace.
A new ease.
With me.
With me.
Good luck.